Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the English Teacher John Show. I'm just feeling great today. How about you? It's rainy and a little chilly here in Matsumoto today, but I feel good. I just want to sing it out loud. Ah, life, life, life. It's just getting better and better. But I have to be honest and tell you that my wife is catching a cold. So I hope she feels better soon. Actually, if you hear some oven sounds in the background, that's the sound of my wife baking bread today. Boy, does that fresh bread smell good. I'd like to welcome some new listeners from Morocco, Spain, Hungary, Pakistan, and the United States. Alain Labas. Hola, Zia, Assalamu alaikum, howdy. It's really nice to have new connections with people around the world. My English Teacher John Show has really given me the chance to correspond with interesting people in many different countries. I'd like to continue learning from you, and I'd like to ask my English listener learners a couple of questions. Some of you have reported to me that you have English lessons available at your school or in your city or town. I'm interested to know what kinds of activities you do in these classes. Are you learning all four skills, which are speaking, listening, reading, and writing? So please, I'd like to know what kinds of things, what kinds of activities are you doing in the English language classroom? And question number two, is your English teacher from an English-speaking country, or is he or she a citizen of your country? I'm interested to know these things. If you have time, please go to the EnglishTeacherJohn.com podcast page and complete the comments form at the bottom of the page. Or you can send email to podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks. Ah, I just love that guitar piece from my friend Martin. Thanks, Martin. Do you remember the interview with Martin, my good friend Martin, in our last podcast? Audio lesson number 17? Well, we asked him a few questions, and here are the answers. Hey, I really do know that these questions were very easy for many of you. But remember, we have many listeners whose English level may not be so high, and I want to make sure that they also find these podcasts useful and understandable. So, here are the answers from last week's Martin interview questions. Number one, where is Martin from? That was an easy question. He's from Kangaroo Ground, Australia. It's in Victoria, in southern Australia. Number two, what does he miss about his home country? He misses his family and friends. He also misses the beautiful Australian beaches. What are his hobbies? He has many hobbies. Two of his hobbies are music and snowboarding. What instruments does Martin play? Martin plays guitar, shakuhachi, which is a Japanese traditional flute, the didgeridoo, and the drums. The drum he played was called a djembe, and the didgeridoo is a traditional Australian Aboriginal instrument. Number five, what kind of music does Martin like to play? He likes to play improvised music with his friends. On guitar, he likes to play folk music, rock and roll, and blues. Improvised music means there's no plan or exact song. Musicians get together and just start playing together without a plan. Sometimes it's called a jam session. Hey, how old do you think Martin is? Martin is 30 years old. His 30th birthday was just a few weeks ago. Well, that's the end of the answers to the Martin quiz questions. Stay tuned for our next segment in this podcast. I hope you did fine on the quiz. You are listening, and I hope you are learning from the English Teacher John Show. Is it time for a little English grammar lesson today? Yes, yes, yes! Let's do it! Let's learn about but, B-U-T, and though, T-H-O-U-G-H. These words are called conjunctions. and we use them for joining or connecting two ideas. When you use conjunctions to link two ideas together, your sentences will sound more natural, and they will represent or show a higher level of both written and spoken English. Let's listen to an example. Here are two easy sentences. Ahmed's a good player. He doesn't practice very much. Let's join these sentences with the conjunction but. Ahmed's a good player, but he doesn't practice very much. Now, the same sentences with the conjunction though. Ahmed's a good player. He doesn't practice very much, though. But and though are conjunctions that we use to join two contrasting ideas or different ideas. Usually, it's one good or positive idea or quality. Ahmed's a good player. And one bad or negative idea or quality. He doesn't practice very much. Use but and though to join two contrasting ideas, something positive and something negative. We could be talking about a movie or book, a class, food, a restaurant, a place or person. We could be talking about, well, almost anything. Here are some more examples. It's a good restaurant, but it's fairly expensive. Sure, it's good. It's expensive, though. The river is not very deep, but the current is pretty strong. Oh, it's not so deep. The current's strong, though. Be careful. But is usually in the middle of a sentence, and though is usually at the end of a sentence. However is very similar to but and used more in written English and in formal spoken English. However is not used very often in casual or informal English. All right. How about a little practice?
Oh, no.
First, I'll give an example of simple sentences. Then, I'll say a sentence that uses a conjunction, but or though, to put the simple sentence ideas into a longer and more natural-sounding English sentence. Please repeat these sentences. It's a great park. It's pretty far away. It's a great park, but it's pretty far away. It's pretty far away, though. it's a good room for the presentation. Sometimes that room gets a little hot and stuffy. It's a good room for the presentation, but it sometimes gets a little hot and stuffy. Sometimes it gets a little hot and stuffy, though. We couldn't find the key. We found the money. We couldn't find the key, but we found the money. We found the money, though. He doesn't have business experience. He did very well at university. He doesn't have business experience, but he did very well at university. He did very well at university, though. My brother's personal life is not so good right now. His job is going well. My brother's personal life is not so good right now, but his job is going well. His job is going well, though. I don't have time right now. I can do it first thing in the morning. I don't have time right now, but I can do it first thing in the morning. I can do it first thing in the morning, though. Okay, good job. That's the end of our conjunction segment today. Hey, what is that flying so low? Oh no, watch out. Here comes today's idiom. Today's idiom is right up my alley. Sure, that's right up my alley. Right up my alley means it's something you really like to do or feel that you are good at. Your friend asks you if you'd like to help him with a small construction project. Your answer, sure, that's right up my alley. It means that you enjoy that kind of work, or you feel that you're pretty good at it. It's well suited to your abilities or interests. It's right up my alley. Hey, Martin, do you want to help me with some new recording software that I just bought? Sure, John, that's right up my alley. I think he's interested in that kind of help project. Hey, try it! It's right up my alley. Sure, that's right up my alley. I'd love to help you with that. It's right up my alley. She's a great cook, so that'll be right up her alley. Right up her alley. Right up my alley. That's right up his alley. A final comment on this idiom. It's possible to say, right down your alley. Or right down my alley. So down is possible in place of up. Well, good job today, and good luck with your English learning. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Is it a blob? Is it a frog? No, it's a blog. Try out the new My English blog at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. This is your English blog for trying your writing practice. You can click on My English blog at the English Teacher John homepage. Give it a try. I'm looking forward to reading your messages and comments. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.